You need a bad operation. Give me the scissors. Hammer. Flame.
It's a daily operation. Cubicle.
Operating correctly.
The time is 5 p.m. and now you're leaving your cubicle.
Operating correctly.
It's a daily operation. Cubicle.
Operating correctly.
The time is 5 p.m. and now you're leaving your cubicle.
Operating correctly.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Operation Cubicle. This is episode 153, and the topic for this show is office fantasies. Now, this is the show where we take one topic and we look at it from both the corporate and the geeky sides. I'm Agent Jackson, broadcasting to y'all live out of Milwaukee, and we are joined, as usual, by my lovely co-host, JP Fairfield. How you doing, JP?
Hey!
Ooh.
That's Osley. Sorry. I've been listening to a lot of Formation and Lemonade, and look, luckily I didn't pull out Rihanna, but so yeah.
Oh, where you're just going through all of it right now.
Look, I have a playlist right now that is just Beyonce's Lemonade, Rihanna's anti diary, and Prince songs, and it's been on repeat. The whole playlist has been on repeat for like a good week now.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, that's a good ass playlist. You know what I'm saying? Like after Michael Jackson passed, I had like a Michael Jackson playlist for like months.
Right.
You know, like I was just like, you know, like this is how it's going down.
Right. And I'm about to add in Janet Jackson's Unbreakable just to mix it up now, since I, you know, just to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, speaking of like Formation, when I was watching Lemonade, I honestly thought that they weren't going to have Formation in it, because I think they play it like after the credits.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, wow. Like, but then I was kind of like, well, you know, maybe Formation doesn't really fit into the theme that she wants in the video, you know, in the film, which is why I think it comes after the credits. But, and that video is just so good that I'm glad that it was in there.
Yeah.
So good.
I just feel like Formation was pretty much a call to, like, hey, this is something's coming up. I need y'all to get ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and there's like another thing. I think I realize what, now I watched Lemonade twice. And this might sound super sexist, but I just don't know if me as a dude can really get it. Like, I get it, but then, like, I've read a lot of pieces on it, and I'm just like, man, like, I feel like this is really something that a guy is not going to, like, truly, truly connect with. Like, I like it, and I can, like, kind of logically, you know, say it's about this, this, and this, but a lot of my female friends that have seen it are like, more like, yo, I identify and feel this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You know?
This is why I feel like Lemonade is pretty much for black women. Like, black women, you know, from Dysphosia, like, from, because we, like, no matter what culture you come from, you know, whether you're from, you know, Haiti or Nigeria or American, we all have that same situation as black women, where there is a, as society sees it, a requirement for us to be a certain way, you know, as a black woman.
Yeah.
And so just seeing that and seeing the call out to like different cultures of black women and how we express our femininity, our spirituality, and it just everything, and I was just like, it, I just felt it. So
yeah, like it's and like, I don't think it's a bad thing that I don't think I'll ever really connect with it the way that some other people do, because I still think it's incredible. I just feel like it's, I just like things that are made for like a specific audience, because you, it's like the people that get it really get it, and like everybody else, you just have to accept, like, yo, maybe this is not, directed to me.
Right.
You know, which is crazy to think about coming from Beyonce, because she's like one of the biggest pop stars in the world, to make something that's not dedicated to a super mainstream pop audience is pretty incredible.
Like, she pretty much was all out of damn. She's like, look, this is this is for me. I don't need to make any more money, you know, like it was just, she's like, this is for me. This is like her art. And like the fact that she collaborated with so many other awesome people for this project is just, yeah, it's amazing. So,
yeah.
And I'm not even I'm just like, I was not with the Beyonce when she first came. I wasn't with her all the way up till she got to the self-titled one, Beyonce. Like, before that, I was just like, oh, okay. She's talented. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I was the same way. Like, I was like, you know, like, she's a dope pop star and she does what she does, but... Like, I definitely doubted her range until these last two albums, which is pretty, pretty cool to see somebody just as you said, just like give no fucks anymore about, you know, doing quote unquote, like the right thing for, you know, for the biggest audience. Like, she's right. Kind of like, yo, I'm doing this for my audience.
And like, if you go back to when she first came out, and mind you, she came out, she was like 14, 15 years old with Destiny Child. Like, to see her growth and people, and like, people's like, well, she wasn't like this when she first came out. She was a teenager. What did you expect from her being a teenager? Like, you're like, she just turned what, 30? Like, around that time, that's when you first realize who you are as a person. Like, you at least got most of yourself put together. So. Emotionally and spiritually. So I'm just like, you expect her to come out at 14, 15 woke? Just like,
yeah. Yeah, like, especially since she was basically raised in that kind of family. Like, her dad managed her, and, you know, and obviously she was in a group, and, you know, like, you know, it takes people time to find themselves, like, sometimes. And even when she was doing that, even when she was doing different kinds of music, she was always still doing that excellently, I would say, like, as a pop artist. So, you know, she just been holding it down, you know, and I just got a lot of respect for her, you know, so.
Right. And, yeah, and I also kind of want to give props to Rihanna, because you can kind of see her growth as an artist, too. Like, her last album... I mean, we all know Rihanna's not the greatest singer, but I felt like that her singing has improved on this album. There was one song I was kind of like, girl, I like the song, but you should have did this a little. I'm like, maybe that was, she was going for it because, you know, the song is kind of emotional. Maybe you was going for that, but girl.
Yeah. Oh my God, I saw one of the funniest impersonations of Rihanna. Are you a fan of Ariana Grande at all?
I heard of her, but I'm not.
Okay. So I didn't know about her until I saw sort of, she's like done, I saw this video of her on the Tonight Show doing all these impressions. Like, apparently she can do all these impressions of different people singing. And on SNL, she did like the same thing, because they had this like skit about Tidal that was like, she was the person, like, when you stream a song, she's actually the person singing it. And she was doing these impersonations of like Britney Spears, and like Celine Dion.
I saw that. Yeah.
And like Shakira. And she did this impersonation of Rihanna doing Work, and it was just so funny. It was hilarious because like they were like basically like, yo, nobody knows what she's actually saying in that song. It was hilarious. So yeah, I mean, Ariana Grande, I feel like she's a dope impersonator. And I hear though that her range is like pretty dope, and she's like tiny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
and they keep comparing her to Mariah Carey because her range is close to that of Mariah Carey's. But I'm just like, don't do that, because yeah. I would give her props for the ability to sing and her right range, but don't compare her to Mariah. Mariah would shade that girl into another decade. So if she haven't already.
Yeah. I feel like that's an easy way to sink somebody's career, is to like Mariah got so many number one, like number one songs over 80s and 90s. Like, let Ariana and these other young acts, just let them grow and be themselves. Yeah. You know? Don't automatically try to be like, oh, she's the next, whatever. It's like,
yeah.
Nope.
So I don't know who mentioned it. It was someone on Twitter. I can't remember who it was, but they was like, I just now noticed that Mariah has the most songs with a rapper's hook that have all been great hits consistently. Because you know how you get a song and you're like, oh, this rap part, can we have it without the rap part?
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of her songs that have, like, the rap interlude or whatever are always good. Like, I can't think of one that was horrible.
Yeah. She has had a lot. I'm trying to think right now. I mean the like obvious one that comes to my mind is like the Fantasy remix with like ODB, that I thought was really weird, but
it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Yeah, it was super weird. I remember really liking her have a song. I forgot the name of it, but it was a song with P. Diddy and the Lox. Honey. Yeah. Yeah. Honey. Honey was dope. Heartbreaker with the Jigga Man and that Busta Rhymes joint. I Know What You Want. That was actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
Breakdown with fucking Bone Thugs.
Yeah,
she was hot.
Good too.
Yo, that joint was hot, and like I wasn't even that big of a Bone Thugs fan, but that joint
was crazy. I can't think of a bad one. Oh my god! Did she do one with Snoop Dogg too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, did she do one with Nelly? I don't think did she.
If she did, I don't remember it. But Nelly did songs with every damn body, so it's definitely
true.
High possibility. Yeah. So, yo, let Ariana live, and don't be trying to compare her to like somebody that got decades in the game.
Oh, you know? It's To The Flow. Yes. On Emancipation of Mimi, To The Flow was with Nelly. That was actually a good song, too.
Nice. Yeah, I don't remember that one. I think I'm gonna have to look that one up after the show, because I don't remember that one, but
yeah.
We'll see. All right, people. So, OpCube, Operation Cubicle. If you want to get up more on the banter, more on the shows, past shows, donations, OperationCubicle.net, y'all. That's the home base. OperationCubicle.net/donate. If you want to donate to our web hosting costs, help us stay on the air. And that donate link is also on the main page. You could tweet us at Operation Cube. Check out the Facebook page, which is also Operation Cubicle. And you can subscribe to the show. Go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, or Google Music and type in Operation Cubicle. And you should be able to subscribe in your podcast reader of choice. JP, how can the people find you?
They can find me at jpfairfield.com. Woohoo! .com.
That's right.
And it'll show you a list of all the social networks I'm currently on, such as Google Plus and or Twitter, which is at ISITIS, ISITIS. I'm also on another little podcast called Nagas Noir Network. Website, nagasnoir.net. Boom! Sparkle, sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle. Also want to give a shout out to your fellow Nergas Noir partner in crime, Nani Cool J. because we were going back and forth on Twitter the other day with Trinidad James Rhymes.
Oh my God.
Because apparently everybody's favorite rapper, Trinidad James, for some reason released a new song with, you know, convicted rapist Mystical, who I didn't even know was out of jail. I forgot that he was out
He's
of jail.
He's out of jail?
Yeah. And they release a song about, it looks like it's about it. It's a body positivity song, because it's a song about liking bigger women and like that kind of stuff. And like the whole video is like all like a big women and shit, which sounds dope on the outside. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's basically all like, yeah, get with a big woman and she'll be so happy that she'll buy you shit and she'll pay your rent. She might get you a car, and that's like the song, and it's like terrible. So it's not only the fact that like Trinidad James is garbage, and obviously Mystical is a fucking rapist. So it's just everything wrong. Everything wrong with that shit. So I was tweeting about it, and then of course your buddy Nani Cool J takes my super serious tweets and starts off with the pop the molly, I'm sweating, because that's what she does. And then we just started going back and forth with different variations of pop the molly, I am sweating. So, and I actually can't, oh yeah, yeah, I can find them. So I'd like to read off some of my favorite ones here. So hot Bugatti, I'm sweating. Hot to trot and I'm sweating. Cops should stop me, I'm sweating. Drop my chopsticks, I'm sweating. Yeah, we were going back and forth for like maybe like an hour. shout out to Nani Cool J, one of my favorite people in the world, for jokes and for dumb jokes, as she admits. You know, she's a big fan of the dumb jokes, so I appreciate that. All right, and with that, y'all, we will go into our musical break and be back with Office Fantasies. Once again, it's Operation Cubicle, Agent Jackson and JP Fairfield. See y'all soon.
Hey, yo, Timberland. See, what they don't understand is we about to flip our whole style on them for 2001. And for those of you who hated, you only made us more creative.
Misdemeanor,
You don't want to speak my name. Mess around, get that ass blown away. Fool gone away. I ain't never let you tell anyway. Missy got something to say. I ride down the block in an Escalade. Bling bling all in your face. I think you might need to put on your shades. I know you feel me though. You're hating on me, but you hear me though. 20 inch rim sitting crazy low. I'm a crazy hoe. I'ma keep the party live. Me and Timberland gon' flip it tonight. Keep your hands in the sky. Waving around like you crazy high. Huh.
Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking? Blah. Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking? Blah.
You don't know who I be. Your mammy never tell you not to fuck with me. If I get your head, you'll never leave. Rah. Stop sweating me. Flip it on the black hand side. Look a here, boy, don't you even try. Make me dislocate your spine. My rings pick shine like turpentine. What you coming around here not for? Baby, hell no, you just want my dough. Get your black ass on the floor. Food touch me, that's a no-no. Mr. DJ, won't you play that song? Tell the freaks shake they nasty thongs. Hey, boys, won't you sing along? Cause we gon' rock the party till the early morn.
Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fuck?
Y'all don't hear me. You got your guns, but you don't scare me. Originality is leery. My own style and I ain't sharing. Back up, back up. Easy now, hey y'all. Let's turn it up and tear the club down.
grab your drinks and give me two rounds. I break you off, I'm going down, down. Watch yourself, I'm about to turn it up.
Time to lick shots, time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking blah. Time to lick shots, time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking
by myself, looking at the clock, hoping for the day to fly by, so I ask myself why I'm doing this remedial work for second graders. I'm an educator with mega flavor, so maybe I should just jump up and get ill. Maybe I should let these people know they're being killed. Maybe I should try my very best to chill and get paid, cause I gotta pay bills.
Hey people, welcome back to Operation Cubicle, episode 153, Office Fantasies. Agent Jackson and JP here. So for this show, we went to everyone's favorite site, BuzzFeed, which has lists about every damn thing under the planet, like seriously. Very hit or miss though. I'm generally not a big fan of BuzzFeed. Not that I think they're like evil or anything, I just think that a lot of their lists are just not funny to me. But I did find one called 31 Things Every Office Worker Has Done at Some Point by Aaron Chack, and it is hilarious. So we're gonna do 15 of them on this show, and then 15 of them on our next show, because you know, we want to keep our show under our normal time limit. JP, why don't we jump off with the first office fantasy that like everybody's had?
Oh, you want me? Sorry. I thought you was going first.
Oh, all right.
I'm fine.
I'll go first.
So number one is fantasize about quitting. So it kind of says work tips, stand up, stretch, take a walk, go to the airport, get on a plane, never return.
Man, damn.
Yeah. So I have fantasized a lot about quitting. Most of it is me just taking my PTO and just never coming back. I was like, okay, I'll be back. And then just not come back.
Yeah. Now, does it have to be linked to the PTO though? Or like, would you just bounce, you know what I'm saying? Just like not coming on a Monday, or do you have to have that PTO as a buffer?
I just want them to think I'm coming back. And I'm going to say, you know, I just going to keep sending emails saying, okay, I have to extend my PTO. I'll be back.
That's brutal. So I feel like you would be the like type to set up all these important meetings and shit and then just don't come back. And just have people like, what the fuck is going on?
Or I'll set up the meetings. It'll be on the day I'm supposed to come back and then just play a recording and say, I quit by somebody else. Find somebody else.
Yeah, that would be part of my fantasy of this quit thing, is like crafting the perfect out of office message. Like, that's just like, you know, fuck you, basically. The end. So yeah, I've done this as well, and I've done this to kind of a scarily detailed level. Like, I remember once I was at a job I was really, really not happy at, and I would be at work daydreaming, like, the details of how I would walk in, where I would go, who I would sit with, what I would say. Like, I had it down to, like, a very, very detailed way, which was kind of scary, because I was like, yo, if I'm thinking about this much, I really need to get the fuck out of here, you know? I think everybody's done this even a little bit, because even the best jobs, you have your really bad times, you know, where like a project sucks or your boss sucks or like whatever. And I think everybody's probably done a little quitting fantasy going on. All right, so I'll do number two. So it says, accidentally over-caffeinated to the point of mild heart palpitations. And it shows a gif of Sylvester, the cat, pouring a shitload of coffee into his cup. Now, my only beef with this one is it says accidentally over-caffeinated. How can you accidentally over-caffeinate yourself? like, you have to get caught. Like, you don't accidentally make coffee, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't accidentally drink a soda. So, like, I feel like that accidentally is kind of bullshit. Like, you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a completely intentional thing where you're tired as hell and, like, you need to get it going, you know what I'm saying? So have you ever felt over-caffeinated at work before?
Okay, so I have, like, a 2-cup coffee limit, and because usually after I have that second cup of coffee, like, if I have a third one, it makes me feel sick. So I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know why. It just, like, it makes my stomach feel upset, and I'm just like, ugh. But there are times when I need to get to that third and fourth cup, and I'm just like, so I'm pretty much, you know, taking shots of water in between coffee so I can, you know, survive caffeinated. So
shots of water. I can imagine you with an actual shot glass and you're actually taking the water like a shot. Like, you're just like drinking it and like slamming the glass down.
Look, woo! Look, it's more like drink. I'm guzzling water like I'm, you know, like I got a beer bong or something. So
oh man. Now, like, I know that you're a fan of the teas as well. So, like, does that limit of coffee also count towards your teas or your hot chocolates?
Really? Well, I usually mix the hot chocolate with the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a mocha, right?
Yeah.
It's a mocha.
Yeah. So yeah. I like mocha. I try to limit tea because tea just makes me want to go to the bathroom a lot. So if I do drink tea, I drink it in the morning, and I already know that I'm going to the bathroom like 50 million of 11 times before it gets to 20. I don't know why. It's just like I come from the bathroom and I sit down, I'm like, crap, I gotta go to the bathroom again.
Okay, all right. I can feel that, but yeah, man, this accidental shit, man, fuck that. all right, so why don't you hit us off with the third one?
The third one is use sick days for hangover. Yes, I have done this. I have used sick days for hangovers when I was up late Netflixing. When I woke up that morning and I was like, I have no fucks today. I do not want to go in. They can kiss my ass because today is not happening. So I have used my sick days for multiple reasons. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the weird thing about me with hangovers is my hangovers, I usually don't know I have a hangover until I get to work. Because for me, it's usually not like as soon as I wake up, I have a big headache or something. It usually doesn't hit me until maybe like the late morning. And then I'm at work and like, I'm like, why am I moving so slow? Or like, why do I keep typing the same thing over and over? Or like, why am I so tired? You know, that's when I start to feel it. But I have done the sick days. I think I've used them the most for the situation that, like you said, where you just wake up and like you're just like, yo, today is just not gonna work, you know what I'm saying? Either I'm stressed out about something or I just need another day. Like, I really do believe in personal days, mental health days, kind of whatever that you want to call it. Sometimes you just need them shits. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially after like a big stressful project or like a due date, I always get shocked when a manager doesn't give everybody the day off. I'm like, yo, like, people need a break. So like, if I don't get it off, I usually take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, I'm sick, whatever. I got a flu bug or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I just need that mental health break, you know? Yeah. Yeah, and they also have a photo of Dr. Evil from Austin Powers with the double quotes going sick. So yeah, pretty cool stuff. All right, so number four is email the person sitting directly next to you. Hell yeah, I've done this shit. I do it with the email and with Microsoft Link with like the instant messaging. And sometimes it's because, you know, you just want to talk about something that you don't want other people to overhear. But the other part is sometimes, honestly, it's easy, like if you're in your computer kind of doing stuff, it's easier to just email or message someone instead of taking the energy to move your neck muscles, tilt your head, raise your voice. That all takes energy. You know what I'm saying? But all you gotta do is just type it sometimes. It like also works very, very, very well if you're listening to music or podcasts. Mm-hmm. And if I'm sitting at my desk, I'm almost always listening to a podcast. So I won't have to pause my shit and take my earbud out. And nah, man, I want to keep that moving. You know what I'm saying? So like I've definitely done that. Have you ever done this?
Yeah. And same reason, pretty much laziness.
Now, if like someone does it to you, do you get annoyed or like, are you like, nah, I get it.
Nah, I don't care. Once they don't, you know, come up and start talking to me and you see I got headphones, wait till I pause and then I can talk to you. But they start talking, I'm just like, I can't hear anything you're saying. So.
Yeah. See, I've been a total hypocrite where I've gotten annoyed when people have like done it to me, even though I do it to other people. I try not to, but every once in a while I'm just like, hey man, like you could have just came over. And then like that person's like, really, Sharif? Like you've done that shit to me before. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, it's mostly about making sure that I'm keeping my podcast listening so I can actually catch up to these damn shows that I'm behind on.
Yeah. Oh, I forget I'm supposed to be recording Nergasm right now. So do you think...
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
do shit. You think we can get done in like 15 minutes? Is that possible?
Yeah. Let's do 10 then.
Okay.
Or, well... So, all right. So like till like 6:12?
Yeah, that's cool.
You think? All right. Yeah, I think we can get to... Well, we'll see where we are around 6:10, and then we'll just end it.
Yeah,
we'll just wrap that last one up.
Okay.
There we go. All right. So, JP, what is number 5?
Mentally claim a bathroom stall as your own and got pissed off when someone else was using it. Yes, I have done this.
What? You claim a stall? Yes. It's not your stall.
It's okay. It, mentally, there's a stall that I always use because it's always free, and it was the one that I look. Hey, if it's always free, and I'm the only one that uses it, then it's my stall, okay? And when I go in and I see someone in there, I'm like, I don't know what to do now. These other stalls have no relationship. I'm going in there blind. So
I'm just saying, obviously, if it's your stall, you got permission to just bum rush them. Just run up in there.
Exactly.
Like, yo, get out of here.
Exactly.
You know, but so like the weird thing. Well, I guess, I mean, for guys, it's different, obviously, because you got like the urinals and, you know, and like that kind of thing. So I've never really claimed a urinal. Cause you just use like whatever the hell's open, you know, but yeah, this is hilarious to me, though. It's like, yo, this is mine. I put my name on the door. You know what I'm saying? If like you want to use this, you got to ask permission, you know. The only way I could see this kind of happening is if like you're in like a place like in Europe and stuff where like you have to pay money to use the stalls in like a restaurant. Then I could see kind of like claiming one and be like, yo, you got to pay the toll if you want to use my joint. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. So. Interesting. All right, so I'll jump on number 6, which is wish death to the loud typers. I've absolutely done this. I had a discussion with somebody at work that's sort of fascinated with like mechanical keyboards, which are like notoriously loud. And like he was talking about how like, you know, how like they're organized by color and like how there's these websites with different sounds where like you can actually listen to the sounds of the mechanical keyboards to pick the one that you like. So it gets real deep, and like my girlfriend's like really into this also. So like I've talked to her about it too. Apparently, like, mechanical keyboards are like preferred by like writers and like other stuff, but they're loud as shit. I mean, they basically sound like typewriters, you know. So I've definitely kind of like been in the office, like, yo, can you just type a little damn softer? Shit, I'm on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So have you ever wished death to the loud typer, or are you a loud typer?
No, I have. You know what? I haven't wished death on loud typers, and I don't feel like I'm a loud typer either. I haven't had people give me evil looks, because usually if they're a loud typer, I end up putting my headphones on. So
I know. I just hate that I have to do that, like, out of principle. You know, I'm just like, just use a. I don't know what you have to do. Just do something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, for some people it's fingernails. For some people it's the actual keyboard. I don't know. I'm just like, it can get really annoying to me really, really fast. So, all right. So what's number seven?
Wish death to lunch stealers. Yes. I hope they step on Legos pieces for the rest of their lives. I hope they come out of nowhere. Hope when you get out the shower, you step on one. Hope when you in the shower, it's nothing, instead of water, just Lego pieces hit you in the face. Oh my God.
Just Lego pieces out the faucet.
I hope you get paper cuts every day of your life.
That's right. And those bad, like, between the finger paper cuts.
Yes, I want it right in between the finger. The one where you can't put a Band-Aid on there. Nope. Right, and every time you move, you open up the cut again.
Oh man, that's the worst.
Because,
oh,
y'all don't understand, when you get on that week where you have very little money for lunch, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna buy this and I'm gonna split it between 2 days, and then you come with your freaking thieving ass and come and steal my lunch. So now I'm sitting there like, oh my God, what I'm going to eat tomorrow. And I'm sitting there eating freaking cornflakes that I brought from home because you ate the last of my four little lunch that I'm trying to save money because I had to pay a freaking big old loan bill and I ain't had no cash. You can suck my balls.
Oh my God, that was real. That was real. That was real.
Especially when you got a taste for something and you go in and you see it has been burglarized. Your lunchbox has been burglarized.
Oh, it was. I hope it wasn't actually in a lunchbox, because that would be even worse if it was like in a bag or a box.
I don't care what it was in. If it was in something and you know it's not yours, like, it was one person that literally was, you know, people had like lunch bags and like stuff was missing out of it. And then it was some people, like, if they had leftovers from like a restaurant or something like that, like, it was someone that would just straight up eating people's stuff and just gave no damns.
That's fucking terrible. That is ridiculous.
And also, that person that took my naked juice, I'm still gonna try to find you.
Hey, those naked smoothies are dope. They're pretty much the only smoothies that I like that aren't like freshly made. They're like the only like pre-made kind of like smoothies.
Oh my God, I will hunt you down. See, now I actually open myself, drink some of it, and put it back. So I hope you get all my spit too.
I like the strategy.
Hope you, Steven Cuffer, who took my naked juice, get all my spit, because I opened it, drank some of it, and you know you got that backwash every time you drink something. So good. I hope you got sick, because I had a cold too.
Get that backwash, you thieving assholes.
I was so bad. I was like, I opened it. It was open.
Yeah, that, man, that's so bad. That is so bad. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. All right, so we're actually going to wrap this up a little quicker, but we will get through this list over the next episode, maybe the next two episodes, who knows. But just real quick, y'all can catch us, operationcubicle.net, at Operation Cube on Twitter, Operation Cubicle on Facebook, and iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Music, Operation Cubicle. Make sure to catch us next week as we go through the rest of this list. JP, how can the people find you?
They can find me at jpfairfield.com. Boom. Sparkle, sparkle.
All right, y'all. Thanks. We will get back to the rest of the BuzzFeed list next episode. Peace.
I just can't wait to get on home, away from you, and be all alone. Turn off the TV and plug the phone, 'cause it's 5 o'clock and everybody sang along. Bye-bye, bye-bye.